One-on-one this morning with the Med Club of Bartlesville folks, Dr. Kerry Williams, and also back in the studio this morning, Shannon Painter. And we've been talking about all the reasons that people go to see a doctor, but also I think it's important we talk about the costs of going to see a doctor. You get the opportunity for what's called a wraparound idea so that people can save money on their health insurance and get better care, right?
Absolutely. Wraparound is a term that you'll see in a lot of literature now. Mm-hmm. And as our healthcare climate gets more expensive, people are looking for innovative ways to cut costs. And so they're bumping their deductibles up.
And so we can run that deductible up, I guess, as high as whatever the law will allow. $5,000 deductible and a high copay, because it doesn't matter. But I'm saving the lowest possible. I'm paying the lowest dollar for that monthly insurance premium.
That is correct. And so a lot of times the primary care portion kind of gets put to the wayside. So with a direct primary care practice, it is a flat monthly fee. So you can budget, and this wraps in the catastrophic health insurance wraps around the primary care.
Mm-hmm. And so they're there for the big stuff, the stuff that would bankrupt me.
Yes, the heart attack, the cancer, those big things.
And you're there for everything else at, depending on your age, $50 a month.
Correct. And as a primary care doctor, we can take care of about 85 to 90% of the most common ailments in the United States.
And so if you're there as that wraparound idea, it doesn't matter whether I'm using you one time a month or whether I came in, six times in the same week, because I have this rash that's not going away.
Correct. And having that exclusive access to a physician takes a lot of fear out of medicine, because we have the luxury of time to explain situations, to explain medications or procedures.
Shannon, I think you told me one time you have at least one, probably more, patients that just come in once a week for a blood pressure check.
Right. They have high blood pressure, so we just like to monitor. So him and his wife will just stop in once or twice a week, and we'll just take their blood pressure, put it in the system, and off they go.
I bet they're getting a better idea of what their health picture is.
Yes.
Just with that one visit.
Right.
Because doctor gets to see them, look them in the face, and say, hey, I see something going on here.
Right, right. And that goes back to the accessibility, that we offer. That they like being able to just stop in, and, it's for something really quick. It isn't like they're walking in for an appointment. But, yeah, that works out very well.
I know that doctors work a lot just on touch. Something as simple as a handshake can touch something off to you that say, we need to ask more questions.
Absolutely. And knowing the patients, again, that luxury of time, and watching them and watching their movements, makes a lot of difference. And I'm the one that's going to walk you back. I'm going to watch you walk. I'm going to and your movements again.
And who doesn't occasionally have a balance issue? I don't care how old you are or not.
That is correct.
Right.
So you're looking the patient in the eye. You're at least shaking your hand, even just for a simple blood pressure check. But you get the opportunity for at least a brief evaluation, let alone if we're actually coming in for a medical reason. You said you'll spend up to as much time as it takes with every patient.
Absolutely, and that luxury of time and those explanations and knowing every patient individually counts.
If you were billing that for insurance purposes, how much would that, go to that third party pay? That's expensive time.
Well, in the United States, at least 40% of every dollar that is spent, given to that physician, is spent on coding, billing, or collections. Then we have administration, then we have to keep the lights on, pay the insurance, those other things.
And so you're eliminating at least a lot of that, because it sounded as though you and Shannon keep the pulse on and the respirations of that clinic, so to speak. It's alive, it's breathing because of the two of you.
We are a very limited staff. That we are multifaceted. We have lots of skills, from sweeping the floor to emptying the trash to answering the phone or stitching up your laceration.
I'm going to say from all those other tasks, you must have dry skin from washing your hands so often.
We do.
When it comes to that in saving the patient money through that insurance wraparound model, though, that gives the patient, I'm sure, a lot of confidence in the fact that, you know, they're set. They're covered.
Yes, but remember, this is new to this part of the world. Direct primary care has been alive and well in the United States on both coasts and thriving. And there's a total of 714 practices that are direct primary care across the United States in 48 states. It is not in the Dakotas at this time.
Now, I know there's something that's called concierge care. That's a different animal. That's not who you are right now.
That is correct. Concierge requires a payment up front to have the privilege of that doctor's care. Then they use your insurance as a general rule, where direct primary care, a pure one, does not take any deductible, no copays, and it is a flat monthly fee.
Other than incidentals like medications or supplies that you used for, let's say, to stitch up a cut or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. But you're there standing by the patient, whether it's FaceTime, telephone, to go back over med values or labs or something like that, just to say, I'm here for you.
Absolutely. We also coordinate with the specialist, because as a primary care physician, I can write referrals, and we coordinate with the specialist and forward on their labs or other testing that they've had. Also, if you've been in the hospital, we'll coordinate with them.
And so if you had a hospital stay, even just, I guess, for a day or I don't know, overnight, they can, you know, the information comes back to you as the primary point of contact for that patient.
So we can do your follow-ups.
That's important, and it's nice to know that information came back. I don't have to come in the next day and tell my whole story.
Correct.
Another thing that I feel these with coming to Med Club is these, you know, the people that are referred to specialists, you know, and then you go, you get that test and you get the result and it's like, shock. What do I do? Who do I call? Where do I go? You know, they'll be comfortable coming back to Dr. Williams. And then she can go through and say, okay, this is what we need to do. And she'll help you go on to where to go to certain doctors, you know, and medicines and labs and stuff. And that'll make them feel comfortable, you know, because that specialist isn't going to do it to a point.
No. Let's say that specialist is a surgeon. And
right.
I think we've all heard the idea, and it's probably mostly true, if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
And so if you see that surgeon, likely their solution is going to be a surgical one. That may or may not be the only option that Dr. Williams might recommend.
Right. And not only that, but that's going to be a surgeon that they're not familiar with. They're not comfortable with, you know, and they've never seen before. So you want them to feel comfortable and come back to their primary care.
And to be able to talk to that primary care physician and
make them feel better.
And discuss options, you know, if can this problem be solved through diet? Do I need medication? Do I need to go see a surgeon? What do I need to do and when?
She's very connected, so she's able to get them where they need to go, you know, whether it's Oklahoma City or somewhere else. They'll feel very comfortable.
Sound like a great idea. And that means that you got a lot of homework to do. You get to know which facilities provide the best care for this situation.
Doing a lot of training in this area has provided a network of other physicians. And I'm very fortunate to have a lot of physician friends.
It's always a good thing.
Yes. I also have connections in other states, like MD Anderson, have done some training down there.
So that's something that people can feel comfortable talking about when they talk about this. Well, we all know MD Anderson, we're talking about something with the big C.
Yes. And it's very difficult to talk about the big C in 7.3 minutes, the average time that most physicians have with you.
Yeah.
And so I think having that luxury of care, having the access to the doctor, because when you have that initial diagnosis of the big C, there's that shock value, and then you start thinking. But it takes a while, and you'll have more questions. And the more information you have, the more fear we can take out of that situation.
We had a patient walk in, and she walked in upset, and then she started crying. And Dr. Williams walks out into the lobby and just gives her a hug. And she says, "I'm Dr. Williams." And she goes, "You're the doctor?" I mean, that the fact that Dr. Williams went out there and hugged this patient that wasn't a patient yet and took her back and calmed her down. And so, yeah, that made her feel much better.
I don't know that it's, well, I'm sure it's been documented someplace, the medical value of a hug, but it's huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not one of those tree hugs where it's at a distance.
Oh, no.
People know if you care or not. Mm-hmm. It's how you make them feel.
Like that one patient who is going to be a patient because she liked her voice. You know?
Yeah. And then there's the patients that choose a doctor from a very informed point of view. They've done their research, not only on what type of practice you are, but if there's such a thing as reviews for a doctor, they probably read them.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have.
And so there's all kinds of reasons to choose a physician. And when we're talking about direct primary care, reasons to choose a philosophy of care.
Correct.
And so that's something we've been talking about now for the last several weeks, that care philosophy, time, the fact that you are your friend, you're willing to not only listen to their medical needs, but what's going on in their life.
And absolutely. And then you put value of the flat monthly fee. Oh, it's all a win-win.
Yeah, it is. And I want to at least mention again for employers the benefit that they can offer their employees. I think you mentioned one time when we were talking about the fact that the employer actually paid the monthly fee for their employees because overall they save money?
Yes, the utilization of the third-party insurance went down dramatically, and this particular employer refunded the money that he got back at the end of the year from his third-party insurance company because the utilization was down so much.
Can you spend time with employers, if necessary, explaining how they can save money for their clients, for their employees, and overall get better care?
Absolutely. We have tailor-made presentations to explain how this will help each company, or we've also been talking to municipalities.
And they certainly, we're talking about, at least for any municipality of any size, that's a lot of people.
Yes, sir. And that's a lot of money to that organization.
So this is something that you're saving the client money on their overall cost. You showed me your lab fee schedule, and let me tell you, these are outstanding rates for members on lab work and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is great.
Significant. And, you know, each one of us is on a budget.
Mm-hmm. And when you're just looking at, I'm not going to quote numbers other than to say that these are significantly lower than I think you would see if you got the bill from your current primary care physician. You know?
Correct. And the local labs,
yeah.
Yes.
And the fact that not only we have, I can get a phone number for a phone call from the nurse and that says, "Yeah, the doctor says your labs were okay, keep doing what you're doing." But that's not the way you go over lab.
No, we need to, you know, to know the difference between your HDL and your LDL and why it's important.
And some of those other numbers as well.
Absolutely. And this means anemia, and that one means your kidneys.
And so it's a matter of explaining why I'm getting better.
Yes, and the more educated you are on your health care, the less fearful you are to really step up and improve your own health care. We'll empower you.
MedClub.clinic or simply call 918-214-8200. Shannon Painter, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Dr. Kerry Williams, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
One more time, we'll do it again next week, one-on-one on AM 1400 K1.